And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Let's start in Tennessee, where lawmakers just filed a bill that goes further than any other abortion restriction in the state's history. State Representative Jody Barrett and Senator Mark Pody want the unborn protected under the 14th Amendment, and they want abortion treated as murder under Tennessee law. And the numbers behind the bill are hard to ignore. At least 5,870 abortions happened in Tennessee last year through pills mailed into the state, despite existing laws against it. Congress has a new bill, too, and this one has a name that tells you everything, the Chloe Cole Act. Missouri Representative Bob Onder introduced it to ban gender surgeries and hormone treatments on minors. Onder is a physician, so he knows exactly what he's describing. He says the past 15 years pushed tens of thousands of children toward puberty blockers, hormones, and what he calls mutilating surgeries. And Vanderbilt, well, they just quietly stopped doing those same surgeries, citing operational limitations. That's just a fancy way of saying the heat got a little bit too hot. You may recall back in 2022, a Vanderbilt doctor was caught on camera calling $40,000 chest procedures huge moneymakers. It's funny how affirming gets a little bit less affirming once the cameras come on. In Canada, Bill C-9 is back, and believers there should be paying close attention. Conservative MP Andrew Lawton brought a petition to Parliament signed by thousands of Canadians, and their concern is that the bill would make quoting scripture a hate crime. And that's not them just being paranoid. Liberal Minister Mark Miller specifically named Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Romans as examples of, quote, clear hatred. And so a liberal amendment is being floated, but the government's own lawyer admitted it changes nothing. In Burlington, Washington, a middle school girl was beaten in a locker room. Why? Well, her boyfriend posted on social media that becoming an ICE agent, that's a valid career choice. Two students demanded her opinion on the matter. She said it was none of their business. That was the wrong answer, apparently, because then they attacked her and videoed it. And that video was spread for 5 days before the principal eventually called the girl's mother. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, I feel like I'm talking about him an awful lot recently, but apparently he's BFFs with AOC because recently they recorded a Spanish language video together, and the message was to illegal immigrants that they should sign their kids up for the city's free child care programs. No immigration status required and residency documentation, we can waive that, they said. Meanwhile, Mamdani's budget is headed to $127 billion. A 9.5% property tax hike is already drawing him some very, very serious backlash. But apparently no one saw this coming. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus, or you can sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.